Let's give you one last opportunity to use the negotiation skills you have learned to negotiate a wedding present. Again, we will negotiate the customer and the customer service representative. As the customer, you are on the telephone with a person who is responsible for the bridal registry where the couple whose wedding you are attending this Sunday has registered. You need to get a present, any present, from the bridal registry list, but you cannot afford to spend more than $200 on the present. If you didn't actually bring a gift, you would be embarrassed beyond belief because everyone would know you waited until the last minute, as usual. You cannot tolerate the ridicule you would receive if that happened. Your boyfriend is sitting next to you while you are making this phone call, so you can't tell the customer service representative how much you are willing to spend without looking like a cheapskate in his eyes. You have looked on your computer to see what is left on the registry that costs less than $200, and the only item left at that price is a punch bowl for $175. So that is what you want to buy, but you have to have it in hand before Sunday. You have asked for the punch bowl, but you were told that the punch bowl is not currently in stock, and there is no way that they can get it to you in time for the wedding on Sunday. That is absolutely not acceptable. There must be some way they can get you the punch bowl by Sunday. You have to get something from the list under $200 because you have a credit in that store for $200 and no other way to pay for the present. You really need to buy the present from this store. Unfortunately, all of the other items under $200 have already been purchased. The other gifts remaining on the registry are an espresso machine for $250, a set of crystal tumblers for $360, and a countertop convection oven for $380. The other items that have already been purchased were a silver serving tray for $110, china place settings for eight at $250 each, a china serving set for $300, a set of dinnerware for $300. His and her glasses for $120, a crystal candelabra for $150. The customer service representative. You are responsible for the bridal registry at the department store where you work. You take orders and help customers over the phone. You are speaking with a customer who wants to purchase the $175 punch bowl. The punch bowl is not in stock currently at any of your stores. Even if you speak with the manufacturer directly, it will take at least a month to get that punch bowl. The other gifts remaining on the registry are an espresso machine for $250, a food processor for $275, a set of eight crystal tumblers, which sell for $45 each, and a countertop convection oven for $380. The other items that have already been purchased were a silver serving tray for $110, china place settings of eight for $250 each, and a setting of china that is $300, a set of dinnerware for $300, and his and her glasses for $200, and a crystal candelabra for $150. Now that you've heard both options and need to negotiate this situation, consider the timing, the late shipment versus perhaps a gift certificate, and perhaps the cost of two other items that have been mentioned. With the skills you have learned, you are well on your way to perfecting the art of getting what you want.